Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I just got done driving the bus and I am out headed home from Bago. And yesterday I had, wrote up three children and I had to say it on the radio that I pulled over, you know, because if anybody sees me, you know, it tends to get back to dispatch. So I called and I said I pulled over. And so today the drivers are like, you know, Kat's out. She's back. Because I'm a really mean driver, I guess. You know, I write up kids for chewing gum, which they're not supposed to. Eating, drinking, having their homework out. I'll pull over a bus. No second thoughts if I see kids doing their homework, you know, with a pencil. It's all I can see is somebody getting their eye poked out with a pencil. But anyway, it is so hot in those big metal buses. And they have a lot of power. And I don't think people realize once you get... because I was on the highway because I had to drive kind of far in this subdivision that is kind of like a neutral area between two districts. So anyway, I was like pushing at 75 and I was thinking, holy cow, you know, this, you got this big metal torpedo speeding down the road. Kind of scary. But it's also very hot. I don't care how many windows you have down and the emergency hatch open. It is still hot. And I must be just a wimp because I get heat exhaustion really quick. I got a headache again, second day in a row. I'm off tomorrow only because I have to work in the office at my other job. And then I go back Friday and I'm doing the same route. And this one of the parents came up to me and said, "Don't the teachers put the kindergartners on the bus?" Yeah. "Well, my daughter missed the bus." "Sorry. I can't leave until the principal clears the, you know, there's no kids at all and that everybody's accounted for. So how they missed this little kindergartner, I have no idea. But what was funny, and I want to share it before I forget, is there was a four-year-old, pre-K, and there's radios on the buses, and there's this local station that plays the top 40 hits. That's all they play. So it's repetitive. And they, whoever sings that song, "Call Me Maybe, Call Me Baby," with the dark hair. This little four-year-old girl is singing, "Call me maybe, call me baby." And I'm just like cracking up because she's actually in time. And, you know, she's singing the words right along. And I'm listening and she's just got her head sticking out from the little seat. Just, "Oh, call me baby, call me maybe." And she, I'm thinking, who the hell? I don't even know who the hell sings the song. But I thought that was funny. And what else? Kids, they're funny. They're back with the long hair, like the Beatles hair, the 60s, 70s long collar length hair, the shag look. And you know what's... I feel bad because there were at least two, I'm assuming... they were boys. One had a long braided ponytail, but had no, had a chest, but I don't know if it was moobs or boobs, because they were chubby, you know. And then there was another kid with glasses and, you know, you just can't, it's scary. It really is. And I don't want to offend anybody going, "Excuse me, are you a boy or a girl?" Now I know what David Bowie was singing about. So, that was my day. Laterness, people.